The Your Hometown Tour continues today with a stop in Bensonville, a gorgeous village northwest of the city filled with parks, recreation, and golf. Take a listen as we show you why Bensonville should be your hometown. Sponsored by Illinois Lottery, doing good and supporting Illinois communities, and by McDonald's.
All right, your hometown rolling on in Bensonville. And this hour we're checking in with someone I got to meet when we did our video at WGNradio.com. Joe Velez, running the Park District. Joe, good to chat with you again, my friend.
Good morning.
I loved, first of all, where we met you, the building, had a bunch of animals and salamanders or newts or frogs all on the inside. And I was immediately introduced to you, and you said, yeah, this is what we do at this park district. We really want to educate our village and also our kids, right?
Absolutely. So park districts do baseball and those type of things, but we also like to do specialized things that maybe kids wouldn't get an opportunity to experience those things unless they went to a Brookfield Zoo or further away from the Chicagoland area. So we like to bring things up nice and close within walking distance of people's homes or a short drive.
Yeah, and it's more than just looking at animals. You, at the farm, have people hold the animals, have them learn how it all works, where the food comes from, and that really has an impact on them.
Yeah, so Fisher Farm, the park district manages and owns this location, the oldest farm in DuPage County, and its proximity to Chicago and the urban areas, it's pretty tight. So, normally you'd have to drive out an hour, hour and a half west or, wherever to get this type of experience. But yeah, so at Fisher Farm, you're not only looking at the animals, but the kids will get an opportunity to join our 4-H club, where they will raise an animal from it being a baby to it becoming an adult and learn about the entire farming experience.
Yeah, just it's kind of this strange juxtaposition, Joe, when I was doing the interview with you and visiting the farm, and then I go a couple blocks and there's O'Hare Airport and I can see the city downtown. It is this strange thing that you have, that you're able to do this agriculture program so close to the city.
Yeah, so, just kind of keeping some of the historic value of DuPage County, what it was many years ago, the Park District made a commitment to restoring and renovating and just putting a lot of money into the education for the experience of our residents and those that would like to participate in the farm experience, growing crops. And what we do with those crops is we give them to the local food pantry. And again, the 4-H Club, we also have a significant amount of bees. And so we harvest honey and we sell honey out of our farmhouse. And so obviously revenue streams of generating dollars to continue these programs, utilizing the farm and all the things that the farm brings to us.
See, listeners, this is what I was talking about at the top of the show, that I don't know what I was expecting, but every hometown surprises me in some unique way. And the parks really did surprise me in Bensonville. Just didn't know what to expect. And it was great. And, you mentioned that, but it's summer almost. Some people say it technically is now, but, we know it's a couple weeks from now. But the splash pad's open, right, Joe?
So the splash pad will be opening on Monday. Weather that we've been having this past week, I think a lot of the pools in the area, while they've tried to open, not a lot of people are looking to swim in 70-degree weather.
Fair.
So Monday, we're hoping the weather is at a certain point where we can start welcoming people into the splash pad. But yes, our splash pad, great experience, 3 water slides, 0 depth entry, kiddie pool, water park, splash pad, safe grounds for the kids, segregated areas if you want to for adults, but definitely an opportunity to come in and kind of get a one-stop shop for anybody looking for a water experience.
I know a lot of movements in park districts have been making experiences more inclusive for kids that, can't be stimulated too much, or they have issues with those sorts of things. Is that something that's key to Bensonville's mission too?
Absolutely. So the park district made a commitment many years back. So, just in general, park districts in general, cater to all segments of the community. And sometimes our special needs community, in the past has maybe sometimes not gotten all the experiences that others have received. But the Bensonville Park District made a commitment many years back and then really kind of put our money where our mouth is and built a $650,000 playground, and we call it a playground for all because it has many sensory toys in there for the special needs community. It's got the most ADA accessible surface for anybody that might have some mobility issues. And that goes along with the pool, too, with a zero depth entry, trained staff, and just a commitment that every segment of our community is going to get the same experience and the same attention.
All right, but let's talk about golf. That's all great, by the way. But I have played at White Pines a couple times. Surprised you didn't get any complaints from the neighbors, Joe.
Well, actually, we have. We just haven't pinpointed you down yet. I'm sure you play with balls with somebody else's name on them.
Yeah, right. And White Pines, what's so great about it, the clubhouse is really cool. It's got this retro vibe, but everything is still up and up as a course. And it's two full courses, right?
Two 18-hole courses. And the Park District, again, about 24 months ago, made a commitment to welcoming non-golfers into the facility with doing movies on the driving range. We do a salsa night under our tent. We do a couple of other music nights. So we do a host of activities that don't involve golf. But, of course, we involve golf, too. We have a family night one Sunday a month that we shorten the course down and bring families in with the kids. Because, you know, the worst thing you want to do is have four experienced golfers playing behind you that are kind of, you know, antsy and they, you know, you feel like you're holding them up. Well, on these Sundays, parents can come in with the kids. The course is shorter and have a great time with nobody breathing down their neck.
That's great. That's a win-win for everybody. Joe, I'm out of time. I got to let you go, but I will just say, I mean, there's no hiding it. Bensenville's near the airport, right? You're going to get planes, and depending on when they're taking off and where they're landing, their patterns. But I brought this up when I was out there with you and a plane went by. I love plane watching. It's so cool. The planes look incredible when they're on that low approach coming on in. And I know you embrace that too.
Absolutely. I was thinking of writing the name of the Park District on the roof of our building so we get a little additional.
You should.
United Center.
Yeah, do a Venmo-like account or something. Donate to our Park District. Here you go.
Yes, absolutely.
I mean, most people turn their cell phones back on approach anyway, so there you go. Hey, Joe, I got to scoot, but thanks for joining us, okay?
Hey, appreciate it, and come on out to White Pines and play. We appreciate it.
I will. I'll get over 100 again.